This programming is sponsored by Metro. Introducing Metro Downtown Direct, helping riders get home for the holidays with nonstop service between downtown and Bush Intercontinental Airport. Details at ridemetro.org/500.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. Massive traffic delays are expected soon on I-10. Beginning tonight, the Texas Department of Transportation is shutting down the ramp connecting the Katy Freeway eastbound into downtown towards I-45. That closure is expected to last 2 years through 2028. Crews are rebuilding the elevated connector. Also beginning tonight, drivers are moving from the North Freeway southbound to the Katy Freeway westbound. We'll have to find another route. That closure is in place until the middle of next year. The biggest disruption, though, is coming this weekend when the I-10 westbound main lanes from I-45 to Taylor Street will close. That shutdown will last through 5 a.m. on Monday. The Galveston County Health District is reporting confirmed cases of avian influenza in local birds. News 88.7's Juliana Washburn tells us more.
Earlier this week, the Galveston County Health District reported a total of 27 bird deaths. Of the 27, at least 4 birds have come back with confirmed positive tests for bird flu. Health officials ask the public to avoid contact with sick or dead birds and instead report unusual bird deaths to the Galveston County Animal Resource Center. Dr. Philip Kaiser is the local health authority for Galveston County.
This is something that you just have to be cautious about. And if you do follow these precautions and see things that are abnormal, please, call it in and let professionals come and help you take care of it.
Health officials say there is no evidence of human-to-human transmission and the risk to the general public remains low. From the Galveston County Bureau, I'm Juliana Washburn, News 88.7.
Roughly 50 people have been displaced from an apartment complex that suffered from a 2-alarm fire early this morning. The blaze began around 2:30 in the morning at the Jackson Square Apartments in Southwest Houston. KHOU reports that no injuries have been reported, but 20 units in total were evacuated. Crews said they faced significant issues fighting the fire because the nearest hydrant was not working and there were not active hydrants on the property. An investigation is currently underway to determine how the blaze began. I'm Alexandra Hart, News 88.7.